This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I apologize if I sound a little bit under the weather. I'm still doing good. I think post-op day 8 now. I think it's been 8 days since my surgery. Yep, sex drive back. Very, very good there. I don't know if all the bowel function has come back yet, but at least my sex drive is back. So I'm pretty good with that. But it's because I had a fight with my husband yesterday. Yeah, I had a fight with the husband. It's so stupid. He's in the wrong. Of course he's in the wrong. I don't think I have ever been in the wrong with a fight with my husband. I don't think so. I now work on the other side of town. I do my show in my studio, and the Dr. Dahlia Studios, just like Universal Studios, you know, are one end of the city. Right? Okay. Not that they're at Universal Studios. But when you guys picture the Dr. Dahlia Studios, picture something like Universal Studios. Very big and beautiful and castles and sexy, you know, actors running around the place. That's how you should picture my studios. Okay. Even though they're just a tad bit smaller than that. But that's neither here nor there. Okay. And then I go and I teach. And I teach at Toro University. I teach medical students. So my commute now is about 45 minutes to an hour. Okay, and I haven't really been able to eat much, you know, with this surgery. I just haven't been able to eat. I had a ventral hernia repair, a lot of abdominal pain, not a lot of desire to eat. I don't eat much. Yet, I was hungry yesterday. So I come home, and I guess hubby, and bless him, you know, for cooking dinner, or starting to cook dinner. He sees me go to the refrigerator to get something to eat. And he starts to get his panties all up in a bunch. And I'm like, what? I'm hungry. He's like, well, I started dinner. And I'm like, you did. You know, so I look at the oven, there's nothing. I look on the stove, there's nothing. I look on the barbecue, there's nothing. What he did was he started the rice. And he said, I just put the rice in because I thought you were going to be home later. I go, it's almost 6 o'clock. I got off work at 5. I've been driving for an hour. Yeah, I know, I got off work at 5, I know, that's like a dream job, isn't it? I know, I used to never get home at work at 5, I love my job. Getting off at 5 o'clock blows my mind. Alright, so I'm looking around, and the only thing that is, you know, he's actually sweating over, right, you know, to feed the wife and family, and again, I commend him for doing this, is he's got some rice in the rice cooker. Okay, so I know how long rice in a rice cooker takes. It takes about 40-some minutes, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't know, all right? And I don't see meat. Now, you guys know I'm a meat eater. I want meat. And the meat is in the packages. Yeah, he bought a couple, like, slices, okay? And that's sitting in the fridge, still raw. And I'm like, the hell with this? I'm hungry. So, there was corned beef. We didn't really have too much meat in the house. It's so funny, because when we grew up, we were poor, you know, and as a kid, you didn't have a lot of meat. Now, all of a sudden, we got meat all over the place. You know, I don't have jewelry. If you guys notice, I don't have jewelry. I don't have fancy purses. I don't have fancy clothes. But what do I spend money on? Meat. So, I start to eat some corned beef. And he gets mad. Like, what? I'm cooking dinner. And here I am with pieces of corned beef falling out of my mouth. Because you know how they cut the corned beef, they're strips. Like, where's the meat? So he says, I'm leaving. And he leaves. He takes one of my sons, who left his backpack at work, so now he has to drive across town anyway. He asks the other boy if he wants to go, and the other boy's like, huh? So he screams at the other boy, and he leaves. So here I am, still not having a full dinner, okay? You know, hubby has his panties all up in a bunch, throwing this big temper tantrum. I got the other one. Now, remind you, okay, remember, I have two boys. One post-pubertal, one in the throes of puberty. He took the younger one. So the older one, he eats like seven horses. So now I have him who's hungry, and he doesn't like corned beef, and he doesn't like rice. Meanwhile, I still haven't peed, and I still haven't pooped since earlier that day, so I'm now absolutely miserable. I got this new baby cat running around the balcony, scaring me to death that she's going to fall over. I got a big dog who was trying to eat the corned beef out of my mouth, right, while he's passing gas, and you know what? It was just a bad day all around. So what I decided to do is go easy on my husband, okay? Because, the problem is once they get their panties all up in a bunch, it takes forever for them to, iron them out. So he comes home, and you see he's in a better mood because he ate. And he's like, look, I worked hard on dinner. He did not work hard on dinner. He threw a bunch of rice to the rice thing. So anyway, I think we're on the mend. And I know, it's been 8 days since my surgery, so we haven't had sex in 7 of them. I'll figure it out. But anyway, it was kind of grumpy. He's grumpy. I'm grumpy. I got to make this work. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got some good news. We got cancer deaths are dropping. Cancer deaths have dropped 25% in 2 decades. So either A, we're just living longer with our cancer and we're suffering more, or B, we doctors are doing something right. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We have the new diet trends of 2017. You guys are going to want to keep that corned beef after you hear what some of the diet trends are. We have a transgender man who is suing a Catholic hospital because the hospital refused to perform his hysterectomy. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about incurable gonorrhea. This has been a big issue, right? You know, the super gonorrhea. Well, scientists have developed a new antibiotic to fight this super STD. So for those of you who are contemplating buying more condoms or not, this may be some good news for you. And not good news for me. Apparently, we have been wearing our underwear wrong, many of us. So I'm going to teach you how to wear your underwear. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Microbite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. As if this day can't get any worse, my mom wants me to call her after I get off air. Okay, that can't be good. Oh, man. God, somebody make this day end. Big thanks to Genesis Communications. Sorry. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, let's get some of the bad news out of the way. Sears and Kmart are closing, I believe, over 150 stores. We're just a few days into 2017, and we're hearing that 150 Kmart and Sears stores are closing right on the heels of hearing that Macy's is going to have to cut 10,000 jobs. And, unfortunately, I don't have any happy news besides Ford, you know, planning to open 700 jobs in Michigan. as opposed to their original decision to build a plant in Mexico. They decided, crediting Trump, to, you know, stay in-house, stay in the country, domestic, and luckily employ our workers here. So that was some good news. Unfortunately, we're starting to hear some drippings of bad news and signs that the economy is still very much in trouble, or if not about to hit another major dip. So they say the company informed workers at 78 Kmart stores and 26 Sears stores that their locations will be closing, and the announcement came days after employees at another 30 Kmart stores and 16 Sears stores across the country were informed that their outlets were going to be closed, and all of this has to be done by March 2017. According to Sears Holdings, they say the decision to close stores is a difficult but necessary step as we take actions to strengthen the company's operations and fund its transformation. Many of these stores have struggled with their financial performance for years, and we have kept them open to maintain local jobs and in the hopes that they would turn around. But in order to meet our objective of returning to profitability, we have to make tough decisions and will continue to do so, which will give our better performing stores a chance of success. Eligible associates impacted by these store closures will receive severance and will have the opportunity to apply for open positions at area Kmart or Sears stores. And I guess the liquidation sales are already starting as of today. So for those of you that want lists of it, it's posted on my Facebook. It's a shame. It's a real shame. I remember Kmart as a little girl. But, I'm just as much to blame. With this, when was the last time I shopped at a Kmart? I shopped at a Kmart once this year, or 2016, I should say, once in 2015. I probably visit a Kmart once a year when I'm out of town and I need to run in and get something. So I'm not a very avid Kmart shopper. Same thing with Sears. Have I bought any appliances at Sears? Have I visited a Sears? No. Remember that commercial? Come see the softer side of Sears. Very, very cool. It was a good, relaunch. It was, people don't usually walk into a Sears. They'll walk into a Walmart. They'll walk into a Home Depot. They'll walk into a Target. Maybe they'll buy something on Sears online. And, we've talked about this, at great length. Online sales has been a godsend for smaller businesses who have not been able to compete with these big monsters like Sears. Remember, there was Ward's, May Company, Sears. These were big, huge companies that were supposed to be too big to fail. And small companies, all of a sudden, with the advent of the Internet, were able to compete. Their storefront was now just as big as a Sears storefront through the eyes of the Internet. So you have many, many people that have stores out of their own house, out of their own garage, competing with these big stores. However, the sad side of it is people are not going in to a Sears. That Sears closes. Then those workers have to get fired. Then the commercial real estate, right, of that big anchor, right, and you lose a big anchor of a strip mall such as that, okay, or in a regular mall, you lose that anchor, it starts to hurt the stores around it because they see Sears is closed. Nobody's going to take a look at the little boutique shop 5 feet next to the door. So now they start to lose business. Now you have less people hired for cleaning, for custodial, for tiling, for windows, for marketing. And so a store closure is huge in the eyes of the economy. Huge. And disastrous. So something like Kmart, something like Macy's, something like Sears, I know Sears and Kmart owned by the same, this is pretty big. And, some will say, well, fine, the people will just, shunt their, purchasing to maybe Kohl's or maybe, well, we hear Kohl's is having issues. We have a lot of these places are having issues. People are buying clothes online now. When did we start to buy clothes online? I remember my grandmother would purchase clothes online. I'm like, don't you have to try it on? Don't you have to see how it looks? She's like, I know my size. I don't have to look good. I know my size. I can just buy it online. She would buy clothes online. Then she wouldn't like them. They would just sit there in a closet. And people are buying shoes online. And now these shoe stores are dealing with it. It's like, look, if you don't like it, don't worry. You could just send it back. And then we'll send you a different pair, different size. So we are now, as a consumer, being very well catered to from an online perspective. But if we don't have stores in actual physical units and in physical locations, that's going to hurt the economy more than what Amazon could do to hire more workers. Hiring more workers, okay, is just a small piece of the pie. So I'm very, very concerned. I think this is a very, very serious economic indicator when you have stores like this showing dismal Christmas sales. Christmas is supposed to give everybody a bump, even the stores that aren't that popular. And when they don't get the bump that they need, you see the closures. And so what's our world going to look like? What's our commercial stores and shopping going to look like? Amazon's getting bigger and stronger. But what's Amazon doing, as we talked about yesterday? Amazon has 45,000 robots. These 45,000 robots could lift 700 pounds at a time when they have to shuffle pallets. Yes, they need to be charged every hour. All right, so that may, a human doesn't necessarily need a break every hour. They need a break every few hours, but maybe not every hour. But these robots can work overtime if they want to. These robots can show evidence of accuracy. You know, you give me the barcode, I find the product, I bring it to you, and the barcode is there. There's a redundancy, there's evidence of them, of it following orders. And unfortunately, even if companies that are internet giants, such as Amazon, keep growing, it's not going to be enough to offset all the job losses when you have a big commercial anchor of a strip mall fall. It's not going to be enough. So we have some issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So let's make some, let's go to some happy news. Cancer deaths dropped 25%. They say 2.1 million fewer cancer deaths than expected between 1991 and 2014. Now, this article, however, is thanking the Affordable Care Act. I would say let's hold the phone. Okay, and it's going to be very interesting because you're going to see all these positive health stories. And then they're going to slip in there the Affordable Care Act. You're going to be like, what? Now, this report was released by the American Cancer Society. They also found a decline in the deaths among black males. They said there were 2.1 fewer deaths than expected between 1991 and 2014. They think it's because of a drop in smoking rates, early detection of breast, lung, prostate cancers. They said racial disparities in cancer death rates have continued to decline since 1990, mirroring a simultaneous increase in minorities covered by the Affordable Care Act. Now, if that's the case, if the Affordable Care Act finally allowed an African-American woman to get a mammogram, then I will sing its praises. I mean, then that's phenomenal. But really, were minorities not able to get mammograms prior to the Affordable Care Act? Now, mind you, I think the Affordable Care Act was one of the stupidest bills ever made. But we do need to dissect if there was good to it, and there was some good, so that we make sure we don't mess that up as we transition to a new system, which I think is going to be a very, very well desired, very well received new system, as long as they do it correctly. So we'll give you more details on this when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Running 1-877-DOC-TALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. If you don't want your question to be read on air, let me know and you'll get a private answer. For those of you that don't specify, we read it on air, such as this one. Maggie from Phoenix, Arizona says, how do I ask about how to keep her job? She says, I've been with my doctor for 17 years. My guess is the doctor is the employer. She says, I was with him when he first opened his practice in his file room. Then he went electronic and kept as many of us as possible, but eventually with the economy fired half his staff. I'm the only dinosaur, and I'm worried he won't keep me around. I make $27.50 an hour, and he could get two $14 an hour workers for my price. She says, I'm 55, and she's scared. So this is very interesting. All right. This is something that I think a lot of people, unfortunately, have dealt with, where they've been with the company so long They've done exactly the job that they should have. Deserved raises, deserved promotions, elevated to the degree where they are probably one of the highest paid staff members of that department. And there's these flirtations with the economy that I don't think ever fully recovered. I think there were a bunch of bandages on some gaping wounds, and I think there were a lot of things that were, in Obama's defense, unable for him to address. How do you address a growing trend towards shopping online than commercial real estate and go, you know, so, although he could have done more employer incentives. That actually is not in his defense. The Affordable Care Act was all about employer penalties rather than incentives. So that I do blame Obama for big time, because that Affordable Care Act unfortunately scared many employers from hiring full-time staff. But when the recession hit years ago, we had seen office staff, office managers, nurses who were making so much more than the average person because they had been in a company for so long and they were the first ones fired. Right? But there's more to this. I don't think her boss is going to hire two for the price of one. It sounds like he went electronic. Once they went electronic, they needed less staff people. Going electronic is still expensive, right? You still have to update it. You still have to pay for billing software. The Affordable Care Act messed up reimbursement so badly that profit margins completely sink. And when profit margins sink, even though many people don't, you know, cry a river for a medical provider, and I get that. I'm not asking you to. But again, similar to a Sears, you have a doctor who goes out of business and closes up his shop. People lose jobs. Right? People lose contracts. You lose a lot. You don't realize how much money that one medical office can inject into that local economy. So what does she do? Okay, now, on one end, in her email, it doesn't give me any, I don't see any reason why she thinks her job all of a sudden is in jeopardy unless she is trying to see the writing on the wall. So she has an option. One is she's been with this doctor for 17 years. So she could sit down with the doctor and go, look, you know, how are things going? You know, I've been with you for 17 years and I want to be with you another 17. You know, how are things going? Is there anything you need from me? I mean, I understand. There's been a lot of financial pressures with healthcare. You know, I'm not worried, you know, that you would let me go, you know, but I want to make sure that this, you know, the practice survives, et cetera. And he may say, actually, everything's going good. Yeah, we had some staff cuts and, you know, it was a shame we had to do them. But I think right now we are at a very comfortable level of our payroll and, you know, things are good. And he may be able to give you confidence that you're safe for a while. But Maggie, you know, and I know, okay, if things don't change, and yes, there is some hope with what the Congress could possibly do with the new Affordable Care Act. The problem is these changes may not occur for years. So if you think he can't, if you're seeing what the reimbursement is, right, and you don't think he could make it, I think you should sit down and really have that honest talk. Now, some medical providers may not talk money with their staff. If you were there for 17 years, I would look at you as a family member. So, and you know, even with my staff, I was very, very open. I'm like, look, guys, because one thing that maybe this made me a bad boss, but I was very honest about the money that was coming in, and I was very honest because I was under the impression that when the staff were stealing things, you know, from the office, that they thought we were made of money. And I didn't come down hard on them stealing supplies and things like that. I didn't come down hard on that, on them. But I let them know, look, guys, this is an issue. Okay? We're going to do everything to keep your jobs. All right? But when a person doesn't pay a copay or when you don't process a payment, this is the money going to you guys. This is the money we're using to pay you guys. And you see how this is going on. This is going to, you know, and talking to them like a team, like we're all colleagues in a group huddle, I thought was better than keeping them out of the loop and just yelling at them for stealing or yelling at them for not collecting money up front. So, you know, how do you make a medical office more profitable? One advice I would give Maggie is to sit down with a doctor and talk about how to make it more marketable. Maybe do more sports physicals. Maybe try to get patients, maybe send out, you know, reminder cards. Do more charity promotions where, you know, do health screens, do free health screens. And I think that's always a great public service. And then if some people want to become your doctor or want you to become their doctor, they may come and then see you. So there's a lot of ideas and marketing ideas, and I can help you with that if you want. But if you think that your job is in jeopardy, you may want to start looking. Now, what about the idea of bringing something up when you shouldn't? Could you possibly make your employer uncomfortable bringing up the fact that you're concerned about your job? Absolutely. And if your employer thinks you're looking, that may already start to be, you know, your demise at that firm. So I don't know what relationship you have with them. Okay? I'm assuming you guys could talk about anything. All right? But if you don't think you can, then you may just need to quietly look at your other options, consider a home business or you know, you may just have to quietly, start looking and make sure you have a backup plan. And it's scary. It's a real shame. So I just don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I got to tell you, for any of you who want to be a cowboy, I think those jobs are still alive and well. Have you seen this video? I love cowboys. Cowboy David Bevel caught a calf on his first lasso attempt, right, in Henry County, Tennessee. Apparently, Sheriff Monty Bellew shared the footage online as, I guess, some stray calf was running around the highway. And what he did was he sat on the hood of a sheriff's patrol car as he used a lasso to rope in the calf. And he caught him on his first lasso. I just think cowboys are so cool. I love cowboys. So he says they were on Lake Highway, and they tried to rope him. The cowboy, you can see, circling the lasso above his head. He caught it. The sheriff said, "We just roped him. We just got him," that he said on his CB. And the video has been watched many, many times. The cowboy, he wore a cowboy hat. Yeah, I got to tell you, if any of you guys know how to lasso, know how to don those very sexy jeans. Now, I just love cowboys. I think the reason why I love cowboys isn't so much that they're sexy, but, you know, their relationship with animals, I just think is very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a transgender man is suing Catholic Hospital in New Jersey after he says it cited religion in refusing to allow his surgeon to perform a hysterectomy. Gianni Conforti says the procedure was medically necessary as part of his gender transition. His lawsuit filed Thursday comes at the same time as new regulations hailed as groundbreaking anti-discrimination protections for transgender individuals have come under legal attack from religious groups. Says the 33-year-old Tatoa man, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, had scheduled a surgery at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center in Patterson in 2015. The alleges in the lawsuit that a hospital administrator then told him that the procedure to remove the uterus couldn't be done because it was a Catholic hospital. A hospital spokesman said he hasn't seen the lawsuit and could not comment. So here we are with the same discussion and the same debate. Who has rights? The patient or the hospital? If a hospital is a private hospital and they want to perform certain procedures and they make that known before somebody pays, are they allowed to perform only the procedures that they're comfortable with? Are they allowed to do that? Let's say there's a hospital in town that does not perform the groundbreaking pediatric cardiovascular surgery. And they say, we don't perform that here. And the patient says, why not? And if they say, well, we don't have doctors that will perform it, we don't have the staff, we don't have the capability, that hospital doesn't get sued. Yet if the hospital says, we don't want to, they can't get sued. So this is going to be debated until probably the Supreme Court gets involved and decides to rule on whether a Catholic hospital has the right to refuse a service that is against their religion, or if the Supreme Court forces a hospital to perform any and all procedures despite their religious background. Now, I understand a public county taxpayer paying facility. I just don't get that with the private. And I just don't understand the rights people have. Now, mind you, I am against discrimination. Okay? If somebody said to this person, we don't agree with what you're doing, we want you to change your mind, so we are going to make this so difficult on you that you are forced to change your mind. Okay, that's not cool. It's inappropriate. Okay, I don't like manipulation. I don't like trying to force your beliefs on somebody. That's ridiculous. But if a hospital does not perform hysterectomies, the hospital doesn't perform hysterectomies. That's just the way it is. If a doctor doesn't want to perform abortions, they don't have to perform abortions. If a doctor doesn't want to perform circumcisions, then that doctor can't be sued or blackmailed into doing it. Where there could be an issue, and I think there was one case out of, I believe it was it Washington or Northern California, I forget, where the patient's insurance only allowed one hospital in the nearby vicinity, and then the next hospital was multiple miles away. So the patient was forced to go to a hospital that was multiple miles away because that one hospital refused to do the procedure. Well, then that's on the insurance company. Then the insurance company needs to then make sure that there's multiple options for a person within a certain mile radius. That doesn't necessarily mean the hospital has to be sued. So look, I feel anybody who's transgender that wants to have the surgery and wants to, become the person that they want to be, all the power to them. I'm very supportive of that. But when does a hospital have rights? You know, the debate comes up with the bakery, where there was a lesbian couple who wanted to get married, and all the power to them. I'm for gay marriage. I think that's wonderful. I think, you know, if two people want to be together in a monogamous relationship, you know, and you know, want to, you know, have the same benefits that, you know, men and women have when they're married, I, you know, from a legal perspective, I'm fine with that. Absolutely. But when a bakery said, look, it's against my religion to put two women on a cake, right? The ACLU didn't defend the bakery. They defended the couple, and that bakery got sued and got criticized and you know, got completely destroyed on media. And so, you know, we don't have a clear-cut answer as to whose rights get protected. All our rights should be protected. If a gay couple wants to get married, they should be able to get married. If a gay couple wants to have a cake, they should be able to go somewhere and get a cake. But if a private business does not want to perform a service that they feel is against their religion, all right, and, you know, for people who aren't religious, they may not understand the implications, okay? For those of us who are religious, we do have a fear of God. We have a fear. All right? Not all religions are based on fear, but many of us do fear what the Lord will think of us and how the Lord will judge us, etc. It's in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament, even the Quran. So if we, let's say, are pro-gay marriage, but we follow our Bible to as religious as we do, and it says, you know, you are not supposed to engage in anything that may promote, you could you know, be as in your heart pros when it comes to your personal actions, you may have to decline according to your religion. And anybody who understands religion will understand that this, yes, it's up to them, but when it comes to religion, they don't feel like it's up to them. So how is a person supposed to follow their religion when we have a country that's supposed to allow freedom of religion when they are getting sued because they are caught between a rock and a hard place? So this is not easy. This is not easy at all. I think a couple that wants to get married, whether they're man-man, man-woman, woman-woman, should be able to get a wedding cake out there. So absolutely, they should have that right to do that. But if a bakery does not want to provide those services and does not want to accept payment and says, I'm sorry, we cannot do those services here, should they be sued? And it's unfortunately something that I don't think is going to be very... it's not going to be resolved very quickly. Now, when we come back from break, we are going to talk about how much these procedures cost. All right? What is involved in a male-to-female transgender surgery? And, you know, when somebody does go through the transition, heaven help them, it is a very long, painful one. We're talking chins and cheeks and eyelids and breast and liposuction. And one of you had emailed me a while back on what does it cost the taxpayer. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, the debate still ensues on who should pay for somebody's transgender surgery. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.